Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Hopefully your weekend was a good one. It is now Monday. February 23rd, Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
So according to, I guess I don't have it in front of me. I did have it in front of me. Let me see. Here
we go. According to the Northeast Ohio weather chart, I'm not talking about the actual forecast. So we have, I believe, gone through the chart of the false spring. That's where we're at, right?
It's past now.
Everybody's seen that chart where there's, I don't know, 8 to 10 different things what takes us to get through winter to actually get to summer. So that was false spring where we were in the 50s, maybe even a low 60. All the snow melted. You know, kids were trying to get outside. You were going for walks, taking for the dog, you know, that type of thing. Now I believe we are at the late February, early March portion of the program, which is the second winter, the sharp cold that causes temperatures to plummet back down to freezing or below, bringing snow and wind. That's where we're at right now.
My kids are so disappointed. I just got a text from my son who just woke up and he's like, Mom, is there school today? Because yesterday they were looking at the snow calculator and they had a friend over and it said 99% no school.
It did.
Whatever. I mean, I don't know which
that's
one.
That calculator needs recalibrated.
I don't know which one she was looking at. Like, you know, it was one of their friends and they were all excited. They're like, 99% no school. So they put a lot of faith in that.
They do.
And then and there's only like 25 closings. It's more like south of here today. And they're very disappointed that school is happening.
That's the only math my daughter cares about.
Yes, right.
Is the snow math.
Right, the snow
math. And Daddy,
math.
The calculator says this, and if I'm anti-calculator and I'm keeping it real as a dad, I say, and her name's Izzy, we're going to have like 2 inches of snow. I know it's going to, and of course it's always going to happen when we're driving into work.
Always.
It always snows at 4 a.m.
Of course.
Or rain or whatever it is. It's like the torrential downpour.
Always.
When we're on our way to work, and that's fine. So. Yeah, it's going to be a school day.
It's unfortunate, but you got to go to school, kids.
Let's start the week. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Hey, it'll brighten the day.
Yes, one guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
Absolutely. All right, who's going to start the week off with the guess? We can't wait to hear from you, EMCs. Good morning. You know we love you. 216. Oh, it kind of sounded romantic.
Yeah, it really
this.
Did.
Hey, ENCs. Good morning. How are you?
You're making it weird.
Thanks for hanging out with
you're
Jen.
You're making it weird.
We hope your weekend was a good one.
Stop
All
that.
Right, we need a guess. 216-343-1021. Good morning. Star 102, good morning.
Hello.
How are you? I'm glad you're starting off our week with a dead guy in the envelope guess. He's dead. He's a guy. His name's in the envelope. What would be your guess?
I think it's Robin Williams.
That's a great guess. It's not Robin Williams.
Not Robin Williams. Thank you, Uber Ken. We appreciate that, buddy. We'll need another guest tomorrow morning. Dead guy in the envelope continues on Star 102. If you want us to do some snow math, 216-343-1021.
Wait,
it's
do we
Star
know
102,
how?
Cleveland's feel-good favorites. So I just got in. I've always heard about the snow day calculator, my 10-year-old talking about it, and she's on her little group chats and this and that, snow day, on and on and on.
This was the topic of conversation at dinner last night. My kids had a friend over. They were all looking, and it was 99% they weren't going to have school today.
Well, so I typed in 44060 because it's in Mentor. The prediction has decreased from a high of 99% due to the storm starting. Now it looks like it's down to 46% chance.
That is a big jump.
Which is zero.
Yeah, the sad part,
That's not 44145.
That's
445.
It. Yeah.
All right. Snow days this year. All right, let's see. Calculate. Public school. 43% chance. Yeah,
that went from a 99 last night.
99 last night.
See, my kids went to bed thinking it was 99. Which is, you know, why the text this morning, hey, is school canceled yet?
No. I'm going to leave it there. So it's 43%. By the way, you want to give us your zip? I'll throw it into the snow day calculator, but it breaks it down by percentage. What it means. Zero.
Oh.
To 54%, 55 to 73%. It has an official snow day calculator breakdown. I never noticed this. Oh, this is great. You have an app for this?
The kids are very into it. Maybe did not have this when we were kids.
We did not have this snow day calculator. They're going to school, but yeah, I want the percentage breakdowns. Oh, I didn't notice this. Maybe you did. If you didn't, it's next. Justine, she wants some snow math. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Got her snow day calculator out. This thing is so she gave us 44024, which is Chardon, which does historically get slammed.
You would think they would be. Very high percentage on the snow day calculator.
Just type that in. Snow day calculator knows the percent chance of a snow day. It says 84% chance. So then I text DM Justine through the Jen and Tim show. I said, well, do you have school? Because it says 84% chance of no school. I said, absolutely have school today.
We need
recalibrate.
The accuracy, not great.
To say, did Chardon get hammered? I mean, 84% chance, and it's, what, 6:22 in the morning? What if thing is broken? No wonder these kids are going here getting let down.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't know which snow calculator you're using. I don't know which one my
version
kids...
Version 4.3.2.6.
Oh, that one. Okay. Well, I don't know which one the kids were using last night either. But for not really knowing the accuracy, they put a lot of faith in it.
I got this through Fox 8. I went to the Fox 8 website because they will post this. So if you have 0 to 55% chance, there is little to no chance of anything, but possible. Sounds like
That's a very wide range.
I know, but possible. I don't think you need to throw that in there.
Very loose.
55 to 75%, there's a delay likely. 75 to 87% possibility of no school, which is where this falls into. But you have school. We're just having fun with this on the air. And 87 to 99% no school or possibly early dismissal. Oh, I can refresh the prediction. Hold on.
Oh, let's see. Has it updated?
84%. What's another one?
Still 84%?
Yeah.
Try Lakewood. 44107. Wait, is it 107?
I wish it was 102.
I do too.
44107. 42% chance. It's nothing close.
No.
Just a little dot.
Yeah.
Chardon's not afraid of a little bit of snow.
No.
So there you go. Thank you, Justine. Thank you for proving that this was a horrible idea to do on the air. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. I was thinking to myself. Today, probably not a great day to do the airport theory that we talked about before.
You would be willing to get there early today?
I'd get there now for 3 p.m. flight.
That's probably smart.
If you know, you know. It was mentioned last week during Stevie on the socials. What do we have today, Stevie?
Well, there's a kid going viral because he made a purchase on his mom's phone that she wasn't aware about. It was kind of pricey. And it's a good story, I feel. Good for the kids.
It's going to make me very nervous about my kids phones.
Good for the kid.
You're just one click away. Maybe a facial recognition.
So easy.
What happened? We're going to find out together in 4 minutes.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
A video was posted to TikTok on February 9th and has since received over 14 million views. It shows a video of a kid. He looked like he was like 8 to 10 years old, somewhere around there. And he was looking upset, crying a little, and you hear his mom telling him, saying, quote, "Do you understand that's a lot of money?" To which he says, no, he didn't realize. And the text on the video reads, "Jakey orders $160 worth of pizza." So the mom tells him that he can't just order things without asking. And he, you know, says he understands. And then she shows a screenshot of the DoorDash order.
Oh.
It was from Pizza Hut. He ordered 3 bacon cheddar cheese sticks, 1 regular cheese stick, 2 orders of breadsticks, 1 pepperoni lover's melt, 1 pepperoni duo pizza, and 1 pepperoni lover's pizza, and 3 ultimate chocolate chip cookies. You then see him bringing in the stack of pizza boxes from the porch, and he is smiling. He looks all happy with his food, but he does look a little guilty, like it's like happy and guilt, but he is very excited for his pizza. And the mom said that she doesn't even have the DoorDash app on her phone.
Oh.
He took her phone, went on DoorDash, like, website, found their town, ordered it from there because he wanted some Pizza Hut. And then Pizza even commented on it and sent him some stuff. They sent them, he got a lot. He got 2 $350 gift cards and said pizza for the year. And then they refunded the $160 he originally spent.
That was nice of them
to do. Oh, that is nice.
I like
nice
when they do
that.
Because they could easily not do that because it's a legit order. But you understand the circumstances.
But now he's going to do that with like Papa John's or Domino's.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I get it. Just go with the tour of pizzas.
That's an excessive amount of food, though, if you're not having a party. Like, what do you do? Like, that's a lot of leftovers.
That's
do you freeze it?
I guess.
Oh, my.
What did your kids buy that they shouldn't have bought? 216-343-1021. You can shoot us a DM. And maybe it wasn't $160 worth of pizza, and maybe you got it voided, but I bet there might have been some button clicking you didn't know about. What did the kids buy that you didn't know about? Let us know next. What did your kids buy that they shouldn't have bought? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. That is the we're talking about during Stevie on the socials. Young man decided to buy $160 worth of Pizza Hut delivered to his door via DoorDash, via the website DoorDash, because it wasn't even on his parents' phone.
And the look on his face in this video, it's like pride and guilt mixed together all in one.
I don't think my 10-year-old has done, I know that she hasn't, but if there was a button, especially for one point in time, where she could get unlimited Robux for Roblox, it would have been game on.
Done that?
I would have been $100, hundreds of dollars probably into that game because they make it so easy and for like the cool upgrades or if you're playing, you know, different games. I understand.
I'm embarrassed to admit this. So my 14-year-old, and I don't know if your daughter does this, on Amazon, they can have like a kid account so that it texts you to approve anything they want to purchase. Like, and sometimes my kids have their own money and they could buy stuff. So Noah sent me an approval for a purchase of Pez candy. And I said, yes, whatever. I mean, it was like, it wasn't expensive, like to the point where I was like, okay, it was like under $10, whatever. This thing arrived. Tim, it was a bag of Pez.
Oh, I was going to say, that has to be a lot of Pez for 10 bucks.
It was like something you would restock like a Pez machine with. So there's a lot of Pez in my house. And it's like, I approved the purchase.
Yeah.
It's, you know, bad.
Boy, do I never want to do that.
Yeah, be real careful on that.
I would never. I'll just have Izzy ask me or take screenshots or send me links to whatever Timu item or probably Squishy. Like, that's what it is.
Well,
like,
yeah. Like
a Nido. She would buy every single Nido if she had an account. That'd be the way it is.
Yeah.
All right, you had this happen to you. Go right ahead.
A little less money because it was over 20 years ago.
Okay.
It was my 30-year-old son. He got on eBay, and eBay was fairly new, and he bought a Game Boy for $40, a used one.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's the same situation. You can't not get it. We couldn't cancel the order by the time we found out. So we made him pay us back, and he knew it was wrong, and he never did anything like that again. Thank goodness.
I understand, especially now, I understand how it can happen. I mean, I don't know how many times I've almost purchased something where I was maybe reviewing an order or anything. You're right there. You're like the side button away or facial recognition. I mean, especially if you have, you know, the information in your phone, that probably happens all the time.
Yes.
Now, do you want some pizza? Because I want some pizza.
I know, me too.
Game Boy is a good purchase.
Send
though,
us some of the bread.
$40, not bad.
Oh.
That's
I do
great.
Want pizza, though.
Well, thank you for sharing that story. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites, the Jen and Tim Show. It's Monday. Snow's back. I don't know if you noticed it. 7:08. Lake effect snow the rest of the day. Was winds picking up, gusting to 30 miles an hour. Temperatures in the mid-20s. Wind chill in the teens. Snow will be out there tonight.
Another two. What did Trent McGill say? Another 2-4 inches east side?
Stop reading the forecast.
You know what?
Yeah, there you go.
There it goes.
We had fake spring, and now what is this? The second winter? It was called. Yeah, second winter. We know how it goes. We know how it goes here in Cleveland.
I was really excited to talk about this today because I thought I found a hack. Yeah, I need that paper.
Yeah, you have a lot of things written on there. That was a bad idea.
It's a lot of ideas on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about this before. I've been trying to unplug for quite a while. I've waited on the phone for quite a while to unplug from the cable and all that type of stuff.
Oh, I thought you meant like not use your phone or something, like not text.
Oh, what, you crazy?
Like, jeez. Can't imagine
Tim,
that.
Nice to meet you. So I've tried this for a while. I've tried to make up stories on the phone. I've hung on the phone.
Oh, that's right. When you said like you and your wife lost your jobs and stuff to try and get out of it.
I have made
that's
up every.
I forgot about that.
I know that's like bad karmic energy. I tried everything for them to let me go. I have never had a tougher breakup in my life than with my cable provider. I have tried everything. And then all of a sudden, there was a light at the end of the tunnel.
What?
And somebody told me about a hack that I could do that I could not wait to try it. And I did over the weekend. I said, if this works, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell producer Stevie and all the Jen and Tim Show listeners, because this is eye-opening. So I could talk about that journey. I was able to get to the end.
Oh, good. So your hack worked?
The hack kind of half worked.
Okay, what?
At best. Half worked. Mm. So they install these like fiber lines on the street. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorite, so you could make the switch and you could go to something, you know, something else. You could go to, and that gave you the option for a different, you know, TV, cable, streaming carrier gave you different options. So that was, I thought to myself, I see people going door to door. I'm not going to answer my door, but the mom group said open the door, so I did. I listened to the mom group.
Oh, you actually opened the door?
Oh, I opened the door. Oh, that's another topic. What's the last thing you bought when somebody came up to your door?
I won't open my door. It makes me so mad.
I was told to, and it was a good move, and I thought to myself, yeah, I'm going to make this switch. But I told them, I said, you know, if I'm going to make this switch, I have a couple of questions. Price obviously being part of it. What else is included? And I said, you know what? I have been trying to break up with my previous cable, streaming, whatever provider for roughly 12 years.
And then nothing works.
And nothing worked. I have called them. I have tried all sorts of things, and I just can't get it to work. I've either run out of time because I had something else to do, and it just never happened. And I thought to myself, you know what? I am tired of the fight. Let's just roll. Let's make those payments. And they said, sir, you know what you can do? Because I said to them, if I make the switch, can you call them for me?
Did they say yes?
I will 100% make the switch
if
you call.
Is that your hack?
Yeah, I said, sir, no, that's not what happened. But you know, and I said, well, so this is how much of a deal is going to have to be. If I have to get on the phone again with these people, this has got to be a great deal because it's a headache. He said, sir, you know how you get out of the way of calling them? What? You just go to their location and you just drop off the equipment and you're done.
Oh!
I said, what?
That's all you needed to do?
I could have done this since 2005?
What?
All you got to do, sir, drop off the equipment, go there, just say, basically, I'm done. I'm making the switch or whatever it might be. I'm going to drop off whatever equipment and I'm streaming everything. So other than like the router, I mean, what else am I going to have in the house?
Yeah.
This is great. Unplug that thing. Can't wait. Dust it off because it's been sitting in the corner for a while. Take care of that. Can't wait. I have a smile. I mean, you can see it. The smile is bigger than the steering wheel in my car.
Wow.
I'm on the way there. I'm going to drop it off. So this is great.
This is excellent.
Name's Tim. Here you go. I've had you guys for a long time. I appreciate the service. Here you go. Here's the equipment that I have. I'm good to go. I got into the car. I couldn't believe it. Turn the radio. Turn up Star 102 as loud as I can. I thought to myself, this is great. I'm driving down Menor Avenue, past Long John Silver's. I'm making a right. All of a sudden, boop, boop, I get an email. Jen, I wasn't done.
Oh, boy.
I did not stick the landing, and I thought to stuck the landing. There was still one major hurdle that I needed to have.
Oh, I feel like this is not
anybody
good.
Else, you can just go to an app and delete it. Or you can do whatever. Anything else is very, very simple. You just click on a button, and usually it's, I'm going to cancel my subscription. Maybe I'll be back. Maybe I won't. Not this one. So I've dropped off all the equipment. I thought I was done. I thought I was done until I got this email, which you won't believe in 3 minutes.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walk in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Returned all that equipment. Thought I was done. So that's the play. You're going to make the switch, return the equipment. You don't need to have the phone call. So I returned the equipment. As I mentioned, I'm driving down Mentor Avenue. I'm driving back home. I am in a good mood. Finally got rid of this stuff. This is great. So then it's an email on my phone. So I check this email. I'm at the red light, which fits from this particular provider. And it says, you've dropped off your equipment. And I'm paraphrasing. And we have your equipment. Nice to see you. But that doesn't mean that your monthly charge is now gone away.
Oh, no.
You must call 1-888-whatever to remove that from your account. Because obviously, this is 2025. You don't need the equipment. You can stream from anywhere. You don't need some box or a thing. You don't have anything attached to your TV. You don't need that, right? And I turned all, not that I had that, but I turned everything else in. I thought to myself, because it was also, internet to the home. And I thought, oh, my gosh. So I had to call them anyway. So I did all of that, and I had to call them anyway.
Why is there no internet cancel option available?
I don't know.
Why were they? So when you tried to cancel, were they trying to like talk you back into it?
Yes.
That's why.
Do you want to guess how long it took me on that phone call?
Oh my! Cancel.
Anybody want to DM? Yeah. Then I had to call and cancel because I had to do that because I'm already with another provider. I had to stay on the phone. I had to carve out an amount of time to be able to do this because now's the time. I've made the switch. I got two different bills. I have to do it. I was unable to do it before. I ran out of time. I was annoyed. I mean, whatever the reason was that I just let this go on for so long. But that day, I think it was yesterday or it's Saturday. It was this weekend. That was the day. Stick the landing. I had to stay on the phone and go through the spiel.
Can I ask for one clue? It's kind
of
a clue.
You can.
Here's my DMs question.
If you have a guess, it's next.
When you hung up on this call of length, we don't know. How annoyed were you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I will say a 6 because I knew what was coming. And I will also give you a hint that I was on my AirPods during this call.
Oh, right?
I had the AirPods in and I was ready to go.
Okay.
One AirPod died.
No.
Yes.
During
the call. Well, and I'm not saying it was fully charged. It just during it, one of the AirPods died. That's how long I was on the call. You have a guess? I feel like this is almost like two beers, two claws.
Yes, it is.
How long I was on the phone? How long do you think that phone call was that I was on when I needed to cancel my, I keep wanting to say cable, but it's streaming slash, internet provider.
I have a guess, but I feel like it's low. 37 minutes is what I said.
47 minutes I was on the phone.
47 minutes? Like, I just don't... are you talking about that entire time?
What's your name? We just want to verify this. What's your four-digit code? Don't know the four-digit code.
Oh,
sir,
boy.
I'll show you where it's at on the app. You have the app right here today? Yes, sir, I do. If you go in here and blah, 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 blah. I was like, I don't even know what this... this isn't a number I even created. Okay, great. So you should... sir, you know, is there anything we can do? We could try to lower the price. We could do, I mean, they did everything. They were going to name restaurants after me, small cities in Iowa. I mean, anything to try to keep me there.
You didn't say yes to
that? I was like,
please.
I said, I get it. I mean, I did telemarketing for about a half a day, and then I would realize this was not for me. I know you have things to read through, and you're in the cubicle with all the paper. I understand, sir.
Please,
I understand.
Let me go.
Well, what about this? What about this? Oh, this is, and then boop, AirPod went off, which was kind of good because I could only half hear him. But at the same time, it was lengthy. But I'm out. Now I'm finally out.
So at the end, it's like, okay, well then, like they've exhausted all their options and they let you go?
Oh, yeah.
Like how did you, at what did they say to you? At what point did you know you were close to freedom? You know, did you get, was there like a light at the end of the tunnel moment?
You know what it was?
What?
Is today the day you want to choose for your deactivation? And I thought to myself, I've hit the final page. I've hit the final page. They've given up. What? Yeah! Thank you!
That's amazing. Well, I'm glad you're out of it.
It's a process. What to do now? Oh, that's right. We've had you been giving us those fantastic names for our in-studio geese.
We have a problem, Flock? Though. We have a, yeah, it's our
we have a problem.
Well, we have a problem naming the geese.
There's a problem naming the geese. We have so many different good names.
That's the problem.
Jen and Tim Show listeners are the best. We have these. We have a large in-studio goose, no, porch goose, and then a smaller one that has what they're
the desk goose.
A desk goose.
A desk goose.
Dressed up for St.
She
Patrick's
has her,
Day.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day outfit.
It's a she? You.
Oh.
I mean, you referred to it as a she.
I did. I don't know. I get, yeah, because I feel like she's dressed like, well, she has a bow on her head. She has a little, like, rhinestone necklace and her, well, it's not like she's wearing a dress. I don't know. But she has outfits for every season.
We have an issue?
Well, yeah, we really do. Kind of two of them.
But it's Monday.
I know.
We now have issues on a Monday.
Yeah.
Nobody wants issues on a Monday.
Well, big issues.
Thank you for all of the names you've thrown at us, which have caused us issues.
I don't know.
All right, we are 3 minutes away. It's Star 102. Good morning. What are the what's the issue or the issues or the problems? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Feed.
Okay, so the first major issue is we have too many good names. Because I went, I'm like, okay, I'm going to narrow this down. And I mean, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have like 12 names I like.
That's, we'll just post them on the Insta poll.
See, this is the other problem.
What?
This is the other problem. How are we doing an instant poll? Are we pre-pairing the names? Or are we doing two polls, like one for Big Goose, one for Little Goose? Because some of these names don't designate, like, is that the Big Goose name or the Little Goose name?
Yeah, I think we'll have to do that. Some of them do. And if some of the finalists don't,
so what do
we'll
we
have
do?
To name one or the other, I think.
But so then you're not pairing them. Like, you're doing like, okay, here are the selection of names for the Big Goose, and here are the selection of names for the Little Goose. And then...
I think we have to. Are we just like, throwing out names and just at the end seeing which one fits the beak?
But like, see, one of my favorites is cheese and quackers. I think that's cute. How am I separating those? And who's the cheese? Who's the quackers?
Well, is it a large piece of cheese?
I don't know.
I feel like it's a... Well, if it's a quacker, I think it gets... If the cheese goes on it, then the... Oh.
But then how do you vote on those? Like, I feel like should we, you and I prepare the names and just do a vote like that? Or do we do large goose, small goose and have people vote on this? You see why there's issues here? And then it's narrowing it down. Everybody, Jen and Tim Show listeners have done such a great job at name suggestions. I have so many I love. I have so many.
We have to narrow it. It's our job. We have to narrow it down. And see, this is why I mentioned last week about the pairing was going to be tough.
But that's
and it
what
didn't
I'm saying.
Have to so, be pairing.
So are we narrowing down to pairs? Or are we just narrowing down? I kind of feel like we need to narrow down to pairs.
Oh, great.
I
feel like I just
know.
Need to narrow down. All right. So you have names. I have some names, too, that we can get to. There's two geese. You're right. That's a little hiccup. We'll have to probably figure that up off the air because it needs to be easy to vote. Can't be,
needs to be
30
easy.
Names and everything else. So we will figure that out. But some of these names that have been given to us, some of the finalists next. All right. So these are some of the
not a confirmed goose sound.
I don't know. I have it as peacock sound.
You use it for a variety of items.
Yeah, for that. So that's great. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jen and Tim Show listeners, you were the best. We had a graphic up there last week. Please help us name these in-studio geese you have come through.
Here's some of the ones I like. Okay, I tried to narrow it down. But again, these are all in pairs, so I don't know if we're doing it in a pair. Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio. Because, you know, Titanic and how much you love the movie. I love that. Feather Locklear and Goose Springsteen, I enjoy quite a bit. Winnie, one of my favorites, because somebody mentioned it's for the 2000th win, but then did you also see Miss Vicky? Vicky for victories. So I thought Winnie and Miss Vicky, what a great pairing of names.
For the larger geese, goose.
One for the larger, oh, one for the little.
Oh, I got you. Yeah,
Winnie for the large, and they would be Winnie and Miss Vicky. Winnie and Miss Vicky. That's so cute.
Though I did not see that.
Okay.
Well, Winnie is going to be tough to beat.
But that's what I'm saying. So are we pairing her with something, or are we just doing it separate?
That's
we
got to
figure that out.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
So those. Oh, and then somebody said Winnie and Pip, because Pip is a small goose.
That makes sense.
Or Ryan Gosling, because Gosling is also a
goose. I just see
goose.
Us calling us that, calling the geese, because we'll make reference to them on the air.
A lot.
I don't know if we're going to say Goose Springsteen or names.
Love it.
But we'll put. I mean, it's not going to be up to us anyway. We're going to have a vote.
Someone said Whitney Gooston,
Meryl Cheap. That was one of them.
Yeah.
Goosey Smalls. Just and I get that. Uh-huh. I'm just writing some Winnie. I just have as for
I
the
love
large
Winnie.
Goose. I have that down. And then I try to think to myself, okay, well, there's obviously a large goose and there's obviously a very small goose, like you mentioned, a desk goose. So there's little honk. We're in the Halley building. It'd be called Halley. Also, what about Waddles and Duck McDuckface?
Oh, like Whittles and Waddles.
Duck I know. McDuckface.
There's a lot. This is impossible.
Well, we have to have a plan, and we do. Why is this harder than naming our children?
I know.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
You have to name two at once.
I know.
This is like probably what it's like when you have twins.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Oh.
God bless you, all
just
of you.
Twins
that have
in
twins.
General, and yes. Then you have to name. Oh,
it's a lot.
And then are they thinking about pairings too?
I don't know.
The ones that sound good together?
Yes.
Or?
Of course they are. Or they want to go anti that, so they have to think anti that. I mean, yes, there's so much, I'm sure.
I can't even think about that.
So we have a lot of great names for our geese, our large goose, our small goose. I don't, and we're going to do some type of narrowing down.
We will. That was, thank you so much. We really appreciate. Oh, he also wants to get in a couple of names. All right, go right ahead, brother.
Got a couple of names here for you.
Yes, go right ahead, please.
Okay.
Well, they're kind of like a. The one is Winnie, which you guys like, mm-hmm. And I thought the other one should be Minnie. Winnie and Minnie.
Winnie and Minnie is so cute.
I do not hate that.
Because it's a mini goose. I love it.
Winnie and Minnie. I know Winnie to me, to be perfectly honest, Winnie mentally had already won, so I was kind of focusing on the other one. But we have to have a battle. I mean, and that's what we're going to do. Those are great names, and that's what we're going to do tomorrow morning. So we need to narrow it down to a final two or three, either a pairing or two or three for each goose. And then we launch the voting this time tomorrow morning. Is that what we're going to do?
It sure sounds like it.
We have to narrow it down. I mean, we can't have 20 names for the
geese.
No,
we have to. So three choices for each, or I still think we should prepare them.
It could be prepared. That's fine. It could be three pairings, but either way, we'll launch it this time tomorrow morning, right?
Sounds like a plan.
And we'll vote for 24 hours.
And that's it. Then
okay.
We'll have some type of goose naming ceremony.
That would be great.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.
What you heard right there was the power of audio.
And audio is what we do at Odyssey. That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to?
We produced that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists?
That's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music?
We ain't judging.
One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.